Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Happy New Year. I'm sure you are all losing weight, working out, stretching those tendons, doing all the things that people do when they're interested in their health. And in that it's the second week since the year turned, 2016, and I know you're ready for information. I'm going to pound it in today. We have a complicated topic, an important topic, a topic that all people brush with on one level or another. It's a topic I'm always dealing with. I'm always seeing it happen, and it's breast cancer. Breast cancer, what to do about it and how to prevent it. I have a perspective. I have insights I think you don't hear too often. As always, you're going to have to integrate the concepts to get the microscopic and the macroscopic version of what to do not to get this. Cancer, not just breast cancer, but all cancers have causes that begin long before they differentiate into the cancer that you're concerned with. You have to understand the basic model, so that if it's not your breast, it's someone else's prostate or lung or colon or brain or pancreas or stomach or intestinal cancer. You got to get the basic model, the model that all pathologists, if you sat them down, perhaps after hours, would more or less agree with. The basic model behind cancer begins with a healthy human cell. So let's start there. We'll lay down the basic model, then we'll apply it to the breast. And then you'll see what integration can bring you, confidence in your journey to prevent or to resolve a cancer issue. As always, you're on the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, that's with two T's, straighttalk.cc. Go to the show. Show 242. Now let's take a look at this. Picture number 27. Show 242. Picture 27. Let's look at a normal human cell. So let's begin with a normal human cell. You imagine a normal human cell. Those of you who have listened to the show in the past, as many of you listening today have seen pictures like this before. And all those different colored things there on picture number 27. All those different colored parts of the cell are organelles. They're little factories within the basic unit of life, the human cell. Picture that as your breast cell or your prostate cell or your brain cell. Each of those colored little factories we're not going to get into today. Understand they have a job to do, and if they function normally, optimally, well, you get a maximum return for a minimal investment. And that's what you call health. You put in a little bit to the engine and you get a lot out. That's called efficiency. Well, that's cell. What will someday, unfortunately, become a cancer cell is still subject to those laws, maximal efficiency. Now, let's break down the efficiency of this cell. To do that, I want to give you, I guess we could sum it up as picture number 40. Go to picture number 40. You know, you've seen this one before. That's a cell attacked by free radicals. Those of you who have listened to a few shows are quite familiar with this word. If not, free radicals are simply compounds that our bodies generate sometimes naturally, but that come in from the outside. And they're aggressive in that they're electron deficient in their outer level, their valence level. So they're hungry scavenger cells looking to satisfy their valence is by chipping off an electron from some other tissue, usually healthy tissue. Healthy tissue, the last place which you want somebody pecking away at. Now, there's a picture of a cell attacked by free radicals, meaning that shriveled membrane of the cell, the cell membrane on this picture here, cell attacked by free radicals, picture number 40, you can see that membrane starting to shrivel. And what you want to understand then is that this is the first step towards cancer. That while you're playing around with biopsies and should you or should you not do chemo, should you do radiation, should you cut it out, should you do radiation or chemo and then cut it out, and all of this, long before this started, you had a healthy cell, and long before anybody ever thought about cancer, that membrane started to succumb to the attack. Now, there's no cancer that doesn't start that way. And as much as you can never say never, that statement's very solid. The breakdown of that cell, making it barely resistant to cancer, and let's define that later, begins with these attacks. So there's a cell attacked by free radicals. If those free radicals, now go to picture 39, again, we're laying the basic foundation through which your breast will become cancerous if it does or did. And we can apply this model to any cancer. And while you're going to hear, well, no, you see, breast cancer is not brain cancer, is not pancreatic cancer, is not colon cancer, is not prostate cancer. While these things are true, you have to have enough education to understand the context in which these statements are made. Therefore, you can certainly understand, I oblige you to understand, that all cancers begin the same way. You have to understand the context of that statement, or you're going to be John Q. Public that suffers from their lack of knowledge, which is you're going to think, well, everybody's telling me something different about cancer. No. It's a matter of understanding what's behind the statement so you can integrate and interpret. You put 100 pathologists, oncological pathologists inside a room and lay out what I'm explaining right now, and none of them will disagree. This is not rocket science. This is basic mechanism behind all oncogenesis. So these free radicals, if they're oxygen mediated, meaning if that which is looking to pick a piece of your membrane off is oxygen instead of chlorine or fluorine, we call it oxidative stress. So looking here now, Happy New Year. Looking here now at picture 39, causes of oxidative stress. You can sum it up as all the bad things. So we can give your brain a break now. And just sum it up as all bad things. All bad things create free radical damage and oxidative stress. Bad diet, medications, air and water pollutants, McDonald's, emotional stress, lack of good nutrition, inadequate amounts of physical activity, too much physical activity, contaminants, inadequate intake of fruits and vegetables because they are what? Your antioxidants, right? The concept behind the antioxidant is before too many free radicals can damage you, neutralize them with antioxidants. Antioxidants lend the electron to the free radical that it would otherwise take out of your brain or something. And of course, we've got controversy about that now. Going to definitely do a show on this eventually. The notion that too much of an antioxidant is no good because it neutralizes free radicals that your body actually needs. This is out there, and there's decent science behind it, and it's something to consider. How something to consider, we'll see. I don't really know the answer at this point, but I will put my snooter into it, and I am sure I'll come up with a very reasonable perception of just what that means. So, free radical stress, it's subset oxidative stress, banging away at the membrane of your cell, making it old, What are those free radicals hitting the breast? What are those free radicals hitting the brain, hitting the pancreas, hitting the colon, hitting the lung, hitting the marrow of the bone? Well, there they are. Smoking, alcohol, pesticides, toxins, contaminants, free radicals generated from exercise, emotional stress. Emotional stress is big, big, big with cancer. So I'm going to slip in something here they didn't put on this list. Sympathetic dominance. We're going to get to that later. Do you really understand what that means? I implore you, I beseech you in 2016 to make it your mandate to understand what sympathetic dominance means. I never see a person with cancer. And never say never, right? Rarely. That has not been shell-shocked through stress. I rarely see that. Sometimes you do, but I can say after 24 years, rarely do I see it. Usually I see two things happen behind cancer. Almost something like post-traumatic stress syndrome. Levels of stress, so stressful you don't even realize you're in shock. An interruption of sleep patterns. If I was going to put the pathogenesis of cancer on the back of two things, something you always see. I guarantee you, putting any half-conscious oncologist in a room, having him sit down if he did ever take the time to get to know the patient he was supervising, would tell you that behind the presence of cancer is usually one, if not two, variables. Interrupted sleep patterns, long-term interruption of that straight 6 to 8 hours of sleep, combined with some sort of emotional, chronic, consistent trauma. In other words, in the words of Hans Selye, right, The Stress of Life, a book you should all read, a book you should use almost as a Bible, explaining how that stress polarizes the autonomic nervous system, keeps you sympathetic dominant, and makes sure your immune system wouldn't know a cancer cell from a healthy cell. But that's a side note. Causes of oxidative stress, throw it in there. Imbalance through the autonomic nerves. And do you know what that means? And do you know what to do about it? Any one of my 240 shows or so, get involved this way. Not going to get into it today. So there we have that membrane being attacked for all these reasons and starting to shrivel. Now the immune system will begin to see that because the guts of the cell, the cytoplasm, will begin to leak through the membrane, and that dysregulation in the membrane will trigger a response through the immune system. Now go to picture number 37. There's picture 37. Well, that's how important this is. The minute the immune system begins to respond to the free radical chronic sustained attack on your cell. So think of your breast cell, your brain cell, any cell. The immune system begins to initiate a sequence of complicated events called the inflammatory response. And here it is, cover of Time magazine. The surprising link between inflammation and heart attacks. This is just a few years ago. Yes, 2004. I will qualify that as a few years ago. Just 10 years ago? The cover of Time magazine. The surprising link? Are you kidding me? This is a surprise? So I'm not overstating this. I'm really not overstating this. I'm not being sensational. I'm asking you, why? Why could we possibly be surprised by the link between inflammation and the presentation of disease, including cancer, Alzheimer's, heart attacks? You have to understand how deep the significance of this runs. When each year you pay good money into some form of health protection, in the interest of determining whether or not you've got cancer, you're likely to get cancer, you're going to get cancer, what to do about it after you've had cancer, or any other disease. And the bare bottom line is, as this...